Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is American Lamb Board Executive Director Megan Wortman. Tell us a little bit about what we saw in 2023 in the lamb industry and what was happening there with the American Lamb Board.
Well, from the American Lamb Board's perspective, we're the national checkoff, and so we are focused on building demand through promotional and marketing activities, but also more recently through our strategic planning process. The board recognizes the importance of also supporting research and education and efforts that can strengthen our competitiveness and essentially grow the industry so that we can recapture market share from imports. So you'll see in our latest annual report and programming moving forward, more emphasis put on research and education and sustainability specifically.
Sustainability is one of those things that the agriculture industry kind of across the board has started to embrace and really strive and make strides on there. You guys, of course, part of that as well.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to get one of the USDA Climate Smart grants this year. So working on, with that program to really quantify the impacts of sheep grazing so that the industry can get credit for the positive things happening with soil health and carbon sequestration and looking at the big picture. And then we'll have the ability to actually connect producers across the country with technical assistance providers and pay them to implement climate smart grazing practices. So that's a huge opportunity. And then we have hired a new sustainability director to help with that grant, but also seeing a lot of opportunities to grow the industry through contract grazing opportunities, including solar grazing. So Cameron, the new sustainability director, is developing educational programs and workshops to help producers navigate taking advantage of those kinds of contracts. So that's a huge opportunity for us to grow our supplies.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit about the demand for lamb in the U.S. and kind of what's happening with flock numbers and that sort of thing.
Well, of course, with COVID, we saw strong retail sales spikes as consumers were eating more at home. And people that love lamb but maybe only ate it at restaurants were embracing cooking lamb at home, which was great. So we saw some really significant sales spikes and through 2020 through 2022. But certainly inflation is impacting sales, the cost of food overall. Consumers are definitely having to make decisions to trade down and purchase premium meats less often, so that has definitely impacted sales. And production is not growing. It's, you know, LMIC is predicting a slight decline in lamb production, but also a decline in imports. So that, you know, results in overall lower supplies in the market. So, you know, the market volatility is a challenge so that we can keep, you know, our pricing and supplies consistent for consumers.
And I guess I'm a little bit more familiar with some of the things happening in the cattle industry. And there's, you know, lower numbers across the country on that side of livestock as well. And, you know, not a lot of producers coming in, new producers starting up, and there's more people kind of getting out of the business. Is that something that you see in the lamb industry as well?
Yes, and again, putting more emphasis on reaching those emerging producers and regions of the country where we potentially could see growth, like the Southeast is a really great region for us. And again, these solar grazing opportunities that are popping up are incredibly lucrative for producers. So if we can give them alternative sources of income to keep them in the business and get them attracted into the business, and even speaking of beef and cattle, showing, you know, cattle producers both the economic as well as environmental benefits of adding sheep. So looking at it from a lot of different angles with the overall goal of evening out the seasonality of our production and increasing our overall supply so that we can be more competitive.
Yeah, and you've used the word opportunity a lot here, and of course a lot of opportunity for people to diversify, and you know that's kind of the name of a lot of the sustainability game is making sure that you've spread things out and are able to kind of feed off one industry off of another.
True. We definitely, struggle with market volatility and growth, but there's just so much potential for our product. Demand is strong. There's a lot of interest in high quality meats and knowing where your food comes from and supporting the meat industries that are doing the right things. And there's just so much interest and potential for our product. So we're very hopeful that growth is in our future.
And something I've kind of enjoyed asking people that I've, done year-end recaps with here, but what is something that the American Lamb Board, either producers or you guys as an association, have been able to take from 2023, learn from 2023 that will help you and help growth in the coming year?
Again, I think us learning that we have a role in producer education and support, supporting research projects that not only address lamb quality and consistency, but identifying projects that support productivity and making our producers overall more profitable and competitive. So doing pilot programs in 2023, like an emerging sheep producers workshop in Kentucky, gave us the ability to learn about not only the cost, the size that works well, the kinds of topics that are most important and resonate with that audience, so that we can take that model now to other regions and start attracting interest in growing sheep production. So I think really the biggest takeaway from 2023 is everyone knows the Lamb Board and the Lamb Chuck Office promotion and marketing, and we certainly continue to invest the majority of our income in that way to keep demand strong and to build a preference for American over imported. Don't get me wrong, but I think the biggest lessons learned with the USDA grant in 2023, emerging sheep workshops, and our ability to hire somebody full-time to address sustainability and producer education is really huge for us.
Thank you for taking the time. Again, Megan Wortman joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.